Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Round Table with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Round Table with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
That's what I'm doing tonight.
You're going to the NHL?
I'm getting on a plane at 1 o'clock, and I'm going to Game 7 Stanley Cup final.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
Right,
hell
what
yes.
What has made you
hell
do this?
Hell to the yes. How many times in life can you see a Game 7?
No, and it's in Miami.
I'm 51 years old, never seen a Game 7. I've got airline points to get there. I found a $90 La Quinta Inn that's right
by. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
You're staying at La Quinta?
Tickets are like going to be about $800.
Whoa. Do you have them yet?
No. I'm going.
That's awesome.
Direct flight there, direct flight back, points. And
gotcha.
I think I'll die with more than $800 in my account.
No, you definitely
so
will.
So I'm going.
That's
I made the decision last night.
This is fun, man.
Hell
I'm
yeah,
happy
it's
you're
fun.
Doing this.
I'm going to game freaking seven.
Game seven.
There we go. All right. Drew Diener on his way to Miami, Florida. Watch the Florida Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers in Game 7. Hopefully, Drew Diener finds Oilers girl. And hopefully, she's there. Honestly, Tanner Brutomesso is producing the show today. Hopefully, Tanner, she's like a seat next to him or like a row or two behind him or in front of him.
I tried. I was like, hey, you want me to? Nope. All right.
Yeah. Hey, any more videos you want to take? Any more cheering you want to do here? All right. It's the round table here on ESPN 680 105.7. I'm James Strebel. Tanner Brutomesso, as I just mentioned, he's producing today's effort. Max Godby will be along here shortly. Topics that we need to get to today. Will Riley Pope whiffs on him. We'll talk about that. He's got another chance here coming up pretty soon, maybe. And he'll be going head-to-head with Pat Kelsey, among others, for a recruit. There's a tweet of mine that blew up over the weekend. And I like, you know, I'm no stranger to that happening, Tanner. But normally, it's Louisville fans that are coming at my neck. This time, it was a mix between Kentucky fans and Arkansas fans. A lot of Kentucky fans supporting me, though, so that was good. So we'll talk about that as well. Let's see here. Ohio State offers a Kentucky recruit a walk-on spot. Mark Stoops and Vince Merrill is able to keep him around. Take that, Ryan Day. Take that, protesters at a golf tournament. We'll discuss that. Max will have his O-line camp at 4:30 for us, and Tanner has a surprise for old Gooby, which I'm excited for Godby to hear this. I haven't told him anything yet, Tanner, so if he's listening on the way in, he got a little hint of the surprise.
No joke, when I showed you it, and you're like, yeah, don't send it to Godby. I had an email with it ready to go, and I was like, all right, thank God you said that, so I canceled the
we'll
email
go,
and everything.
Yeah, that way we'll go ahead, Tanner, and do this live on air. We have some sound for some Kentucky recruits from BBN tonight. We're in sports hell, and yesterday was an anniversary of a childhood movie event of mine. We'll discuss that and maybe list our top movie-going experiences because we are in summer radio. So this is what we do when summer radio hits. We're live in Liquor Barn Studios, 437-9. 780 UPS jobs text line. The texts are already rolling in. Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese are more exciting than hockey. Texter, Diener gonna get bed bugs at La Quinta barf. Okay, I'm gonna defend La Quinta Inn a little bit, a little La Quinta Inn. I stayed in the La Quinta Inn last weekend with my daughter at a softball tournament, Tanner, in Greenwood, Indiana. And it was actually nice. Like, I was surprised because all the other surrounding hotels were like $250 for one night. I was like, I'm not paying that. I'm just not for one night at a softball tournament in Greenwood, Indiana. If I were staying somewhere with my wife, absolutely, we'd spend the money. But I'm like, no, we're not even going to be in the hotel room. We'll be in the hotel room to sleep. That's basically what, like, the entire time spent there. So I stayed at La Quinta Inn, and it was nice. It was fine. So, Drew, enjoy the La Quinta Inn. Texter, a little carryover from the V show. The sports dinners were good. The guy was silky smooth with his delivery. That's intern Aiden. The girl wasn't bad, but what the hell is an Augie? Is it the Augie doggies against the Smokies of Tennessee?
I think it's like her just accent. She kind of has that southern twang to
her. She does a little bit, yes. And then it says, let's see here, and none of you so-called sports guys busted her chops, shaking my damn head. Look, intern Emma's very nice. I'd like to see you.
She gives us good golf picks too, so.
Yeah, she dresses like a golfer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she had the Callaway hat on. She had the golf skirt on.
I don't think she's changed, but. Also, she just comes in with like a different golf outfit.
Exactly. That's actually the first time I've met her. I've met Aiden a number of times.
Yeah, Emma's super nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Smart with golf too.
She did a good job, and so I'd like that texture to sit in here across from intern Emma and bust her chops. I want to see that happen for sure. But no, I mean, Diener's having a great summer. I believe he's. I don't know if I can say other stuff on air, but he's having fun. So have fun in Miami, Drew Diener. All right, so let's go ahead and get started today. 437-9680. I mean, there's not a lot of pressing news to get to because normally at this juncture in the summer, we are awaiting a commit or two late for John Calipari and his Kentucky Wildcats, as he normally just has six or seven guys on his roster. Actually, he actually got the job done early at Arkansas, much earlier than he would have at Kentucky, and we'd be waiting on some type of reclass or waiting on some type of transfer portal person that's going back and forth. Hunter Dickinson comes to mind. Jalen Duren reclass a few years ago. That comes to mind. But these guys pretty much have their rosters wrapped up. But Will Riley, who just visited Kentucky like 2 or 3 weeks ago, officially commits to Illinois, the Illini. He's a top 25 kid, five-star prospect that definitely will reclassify. I think that's why he's committing as early as he is. It's been the plan all along with him. He was a recruit that was offered by John Calipari and Orlando Antigua while they were at Kentucky. And so he follows Orlando Antigua to Illinois. And it's not surprising. Disappointing, yes, absolutely. You know, we talk about how we like the fact that Mark Pope is swinging big, swinging for the fences when it comes to recruits, five stars, high caliber.
Never heard of a coach do this before.
Yes,
oh my goodness.
It's a new concept, Tanner. I don't know if you've heard of this before.
What's the word? Recruiting?
Recruiting.
Wow.
Yes.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, very, very groundbreaking stuff that old Pulpy Boy is up to.
Thank God Matt Jones made that tweet, because now that is the... I will make that joke lifelong.
Have you seen the latest one that he did? Not Matt Jones, but Mark Pope. There's something else he did that people are going gaga over. So he's on another recruiting trip, and he flew coach, Tanner.
Oh, wow.
He flew coach.
Financially stable coach.
Yes, financially fiscal coach. He's a man of the people, the tweet said. Mark Pope is Calipari separated himself from the people and the fans, while Mark Pope, he flies coach. And I got a little bit of a problem with that. And I like Pope, and I'm going to try to have him on here soon as Deb Moore gets back to me. But for Mark Pope, you know, if I'm making the amount of money he's making and the amount of money he made at BYU, so I'm not saying Mark Pope is Elon Musk by any stretch of the imagination. But my man, you know, he's making $5 million a year, whatever it is. He can spring for first class. And no one's going to hate on Mark Pope if he springs for first class. I definitely get some Jeff Brom vibes from Pope in that regard. We know about Jeff Brom's Honda. I'm sure you've heard about that before, Tanner.
Yeah.
But definitely now he's the man of the people, I'm sure. If Benny Banks had been on the radio today, he'd have done at least two segments on Mark Pope flying coach and how great it is for the people of Eastern Kentucky that Mark Pope can slum it and coach.
The only thing that would be better is if Pope sat next to the bathroom, because then that will show me.
Oh, you're exactly. He really wants to be a man that people sit by the restroom. That's exactly that small, tiny box of a restroom that I can barely fit in. I'll go out here and I'll admit it right now. I'm a large human being.
Well, those things are tiny.
I'm terrified of the flight bathroom, the airplane bathroom. I'm uncomfortable in there.
I don't like how quickly it locks too. Like I want to do it manually, and you just close the door and it's like.
Oh, it's a horror story if you get stuck in an airplane bathroom. Yeah. It's terrible. It's awful. It's nightmarish stuff. So Mark Pope still has one available spot on the roster. Now, I don't know if they'll fill that. I feel like Vince Marrow. If they'll fill that or not. But that was definitely a possibility to get a guy that's being talked about in the NBA circles for an NBA draft player that could have been beneficial for Pope and company to have on the team. Also a signal to get a 5-star recruit to commit to him. You know, one of these things where the drop off is not coming as far as recruiting standards are concerned at Kentucky. I understand the fact though that this kid will. Riley had a very good relationship with Orlando Antigua and going to Illinois with him. Now, Brad Underwood's got to be very thankful that he's getting Orlando Antigua back, because he got some dudes while he was at Illinois. Kofi Coburn obviously comes to mind. I'm not sure if Terrence Shannon committed while Antigua was there. I don't think he did. That was after Antigua. But obviously, he was a great player for the Illini. Will be drafted in the NBA draft this week. It's a miss. I mean, that's a guy that Mark Pope wanted. It's a guy that went on a visit. They obviously published the picture of Pope and Riley doing the muscle shot in the locker room. So a big whiff. But Pope's going to have more opportunities, and one that he may very well get in-state. Malachi Moreno, he just released. He's the number one center in the class of 2025. He's right in Kentucky's backyard. He's out of Georgetown, Kentucky, and he cut his list to 8 schools. Arkansas, of course, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, Louisville, North Carolina, Notre Dame, and Ohio State. Okay, so those are the top 8 for Malachi Moreno. So this will be one of the very first, you know, Pope versus Kelsey, if it gets that far. I mean, usually these guys cut their list, their final list, to like 3 or 4, down the line. This is the ones that I'm really looking at, and it could be a Pope versus Kelsey moment. And as we know, John Calipari, while he was at Kentucky, absolutely dominated that rivalry in recruiting and on the court. So again, a dawn of a new day here in the Bluegrass rivalry between Pope and Kelsey. And not only will they be going against each other on the court in a basketball game, they'll also be vying for the same recruits, as Pat Kelsey has shown that he also will swing for the fences and go after the big fish in terms of recruiting. So this is a rivalry that's renewed and that will have twists and turns down the line. So Mark Pope whiffs on Riley. Hopefully, maybe he can get Malachi Moreno. Now, I'm not trying to sit here and sound like to everybody that I'm already yearning for the Calipari days, as John Wong dared to tweet out that he had a little bit of FOMO, buyer's remorse, for Pope over Cal. That I'm not saying that at all, okay? Because I had a tweet over the weekend that, let me see how many views this tweet has had. And it wasn't really a tweet as much as a commentary of a retweet, okay? And let me see. I tweeted a lot over the weekend. I apologize, folks. I just went, just scrolled through my timeline, and I tweeted out South End Hooters is dead, as two Hooters locations in Louisville are closed. The one in Clarksville and the one on Dixie Highway, which I'm not surprised at. Anytime you drove past them, there was nobody in there. But over the weekend, there was a tweet that went out by College Basketball Report. It said the most NCAA tournament wins in college basketball since 2020. UConn and Gonzaga are both tied with 12. Houston has 11. UCLA, remember that run they had to the Final Four with 9. Baylor, 9. Kansas, 9. Arkansas, Duke, Alabama, Creighton with 8. Miami, UNC, Purdue, San Diego State with 7. Villanova, surprisingly, with 6. Even, you know, mixed in there, obviously, was the exit of Jay Wright. Tennessee, 6. Michigan, Illinois, Texas with 5. FAU with 4. NC State, 4. Arizona, 4. Along with Iowa State, Michigan State. And then Kansas State, Oregon State, Clemson, Colorado, Texas Tech, the Peacocks of St. Peter's, Marquette and Southern California with 3 each, okay? And noticeably absent from that list is the University of Kentucky, even though in 2 of those tournaments since 2020, they are ranked 2 and 3. They had a 2 seed and a 3 seed 1 year. Obviously had the 5 seed. That was the one win, or the 6 seed, whatever they were, the second year of Oscar Tshiebwe. But not to have more than, I mean, they've had one tournament win since then. And so I retweeted and said, and this is why Calipari is now at Arkansas. And that tweet has gotten over 137,000. I didn't think it would get this reaction. 137,000 and views, 718 likes, 80 comments, 52 retweets, and it was a mixture of Arkansas fans telling me too bad, so sad, cry more, and hit that copium, which that wasn't my intent. My intent was not to say Calipari's going to go to Arkansas and stink. And then it was Kentucky fans saying, yeah, get him the hell out of here. That's why he's gone. We don't need him around anymore. And some Cal defenders claiming it's not his fault. It was COVID, or it was NIL, or it was a transfer portal, or the litany of excuses that are being made. My point of the tweet was not to dunk on Cal, and it was not to dunk on Arkansas, but it was to highlight the reason why it was time for John Calipari to move on.
I love John Calipari.
Thank you. I mean, when you have more, when Creighton, San Diego State, FAU, St. Peter's, Texas Tech, and
you gotta let me fly.
Oregon State, Kansas State, NC State all have more tournament wins than you in a span of 3 seasons. That's not good. That's not a good look. That is not what you want when it comes to Kentucky basketball, nor Louisville basketball. Obviously, Louisville's not on this list at all either because of the Chris Mack bumbling and because of Kenny Payne being absolutely the worst hire in the history of college basketball. I think it's up there. I think he's number one. And if you have any other, Billy Gillespie, obviously up there too, but he lasted the same amount of time, 2 seasons, but he didn't lose the way Kenny Payne lost. That was an entirely different level of losing. So neither Kentucky nor Louisville on this list, and both teams and both fan bases have to look at that and say that's not right. When you're talking about NCAA tournament wins in any span, whether it be 2 seasons, 3 seasons, 4 seasons, 5 seasons, whatever it is, you want to extrapolate that out to however many tournaments you want, they need to be up on the list, high, right where UConn, Gonzaga, etc. are, and they're not represented at all. And it was obvious that Kenny Payne needed to go. And while it wasn't as obvious with Cal, it was time. And I think that one graphic showing all of these wins by all these teams that Kentucky views themselves as a better than, even Purdue. I mean, look, Kentucky fans don't have respect for Purdue basketball. They don't have respect for Matt Painter. They've never had a national championship. They've been in it a couple times. They've been to some Final Fours, but they've never won the big ones. So that irks you. It also irks you that you have 1, 2, 3 SEC teams in Arkansas, Alabama, and Tennessee, and now Texas, I guess, 4, since they're officially a part of the SEC, that have more tournament wins than you. They're supposed to be the standard of SEC basketball. So, you know, you can believe two things. One, that Calipari did great things, and two, it was indeed time for him to go. Another example of why it was probably time for Cal to go were these NBA, it's the week of the NBA draft. We'll cover that more as we get closer to the draft, but College Basketball Analytics tweeted out the following. Here are the top three-point shooters in the NBA draft. Minimum 2 3-point attempts per game. And the top three are Reed Sheppard, Antonio Reeves, Rob Dillingham. So you had Reed Sheppard averaged threes per game, three attempts per game, 4.84. Antonio Reeves, 5.7. Rob Dillingham, 4.5. Reed, 52%. Reeves, 44.7%. And then Dillingham at 44.4%. Cam Spencer comes in fourth from UConn. And then fifth, KJ Simpson. I know you're very, very excited about that. So there's that. I mean, that adds to the narrative, too. This Rob Dillingham, Reed Sheppard not starting stuff is going to be one of the things that haunts the end of Cal's legacy until Kentucky fans forget about it. Now, if Pope comes in here and has great success and does the damn thing and becomes one hell of a coach and is able to pick up where Cal left off and continue to win at the level that Cal was previous to 2020, then that'll be forgotten. The Calipari stuff will be forgotten. But, I mean, the article on KSR, Rob Dillingham coming off the bench at Kentucky, this is what he had to say about that. He actually sat down with Shams. He sat down with Shams with Stadium and talked about it. And he said the following about not starting at Kentucky, quote, "At first it was a little difficult, but over time you just got to grow into it and play with a chip on your shoulder and play basketball and understand when you get in the game, you got to perform. And if you don't, you won't get no more time. That's how I look at it. And I just tried to go in a game and do what the coach wants me to do in the time he wants me to do it. So I never look at it as I'm not as good. I just look at it as motivation to go out there and I get to watch the players play before I get to go in. So they may be a little tired when I go in. That's how I looked at it. And I tried to keep that same mindset the whole year." So it was something that Dillingham, you know, he was the good soldier. He didn't complain. He didn't have a bad attitude about it. He didn't speak out about it on Twitter. He didn't have his mom or his dad or anybody out there tweeting at John Calipari or tweeting at the fans saying, "My son deserves, 40 minutes per game. He should start over DJ Wagner," or whatever. There was none of that. There was zero drama. And Calipari was very lucky that it was just the fan base consternation when it came to Rob Dillingham and Reed Sheppard not being starters. And again, I've defended that. Both players got a lot of clock. Dillingham was still the second highest scorer on the team, but it was definitely seen as a misfire, miscalculation, and a coaching malpractice by John Calipari. And look, fair enough. If that's your opinion, that's your view on it. I can't sit here and debate you about it. I'm not going to argue with you about it. It very well may have been the wrong move, but to see that Rob Dillingham was able to do that is very, very impressive. And it says, on lessons from the adversity that he faced, his game role models are Kevin Durant, Steve Nash, Kyrie Irving, and things like that. So it's actually a good interview. If you can find it on Twitter, it's on Shams' account. So go look that up and hear the entire thing as Rob Dillingham looks to be drafted in the top 10 and be a lottery pick. But I mean, his numbers don't lie. 15.2 points per game, but only played the fifth most minutes, I guess. 23.3 minutes per game. Man, he needed to be on the floor a lot more than that, even though his defense was absolutely awful at times. Okay. But right now they have Dillingham going number 12, at least the Hoops Hype aggregate NBA mock draft has him going 12 to the Thunder, where he joined Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Kaysom Wallace. That would be really, really cool to see. So just some John Calipari, Mark Pope stuff to start off a Monday here on the roundtable at ESPN 680 1057. And we'll see how these things go. Let's get to the text line here. Read a couple texts before we get Max on here. Texter, coaching malpractice, not to start them together. Look, again, I'm not going to fight that battle. I've laid down my sword. Save that for the mixtape there, Justin, on that. I get it. Like, I totally get it. That's not my mindset, but I get it. Texter, Cal is foul. BB and Blue Mist. Cal is foul. Very good. Texter, when fans stop coming, it's usually a talent issue. Look at you, Dixie Hooters. Oh, man. Damn, I didn't know there was a talent issue at the Dixie Hooters.
I think. Louis' show like ended off with the conversation of like two Hooters here.
Yeah,
closing down.
It's big news.
And then that filtered into like 45 minutes of the V show. We talked about it. So now you're getting a little bit of the spill into here.
Oh, really? Well, there. I didn't know you.
It's like been a topic.
It's been a topic all day. The content, Tanner, around here is thin. There's not. So when there's a story about Hooters, you're damn right. There's gonna be three shows talking about Hooters. Now, when's the last time you went to Hooters? I mean, they've fallen a long way from Dick Vitale and John Gruden before the emails, and John Gruden
and John
Daly. Oh, and John Daly, yeah, cutting commercials for them. It seems like they've taken a dip in popularity.
Actually, the last time was like 2012. I was in. It's a very funny story. It was it was my Pee Wee Hockey State Championship.
Oh,
and
nice.
We just won. And it was during that time where people were always doing like, I'm going to Disney World.
Right, right.
And I told my coach, shout out Coach Woods.
Coach Woods.
He's the man for this one.
Yes.
He like, because then like the coach had to come up and like introduce all the players. So like I was in the middle of the group and right away he goes, all right. And next up, Tanner Brudemesso. And right away he goes, do it. And just hands me the mic and I just go, I'm going to Hooters.
Yeah.
And then we had a team party there. It was awesome.
That's awesome. Very good. But I'm surprised. I mean, you're a young man. I'm surprised you haven't been to Hooters in 12 years.
I mean,
it's a long time. I thought Tanner would have a spot there. I thought he'd be in there, you know, as Michael Scott said, getting the chicken breast sandwich, hold the chicken. Remember that joke on The Office? Yeah. Jim cringed dramatically. But yeah, I'm surprised, Tanner.
I don't know why I've never really made it out there. I mean,
probably because the food's
now,
not good.
That too. But now I have a girlfriend, so it's kind of a hard sell.
Really? So the girlfriend isn't like you going to Hooters?
I mean, that's a hard sell to just say in general, like, hey, I'm going to Hooters, and she's going to be, why?
Really? I'm surprised.
I mean,
this.
I respect it, though. Like,
yeah,
in a
good
way,
for you.
You got to be respectful to your girlfriend. You can't just go to Hooters.
My wife doesn't mind if I go to Hooters.
But you're also married.
To be fair, we've been married for 14 years.
There you go.
Look, she knows I'm not stupid. She knows I'm not doing anything. I'm not stepping out. How am I going to? I have, in my opinion, a top five marriage, and I'm not ruining that. Like, I have a long leash.
I like how you're humble, too. You say top five. You're not like, no, we got the best marriage.
No, I don't
ever.
Have the best
like,
marriage, you know.
See, that's when people say that, then you're like, you have issues then. Like
you're
that,
honing in on divorce sooner rather than later. Yes.
But I have a funny story. It's not me. It's my roommate last year. I said it on the V show. He, at the time, he had a girlfriend. And, like, it was one day he just, like, wasn't home. And I was like, like, where'd he go? And then he came home and he's, like, smiling, like, ear to ear. And then his girlfriend's mad. So I'm like, oh, where'd you guys go? And he was like, oh, Hooters. And I was like, oh, nice. That's cool. Come to find out, because his girlfriend was just trying to be a cool like girlfriend and be like, yeah, we can go to Hooters.
Yeah.
It was the night of their like bikini show.
Oh.
So all the girls were coming up with food and they're
in
like
bikinis?
Two pieces. Yeah. And like
I missed that night.
And his like
man,
his girlfriend at the time was like
damn
pissed when she got home. And I was like, oh, you also...
Wow.
Yeah, it was...
There's a bikini night?
I think so. Yeah. Huh. I mean, I don't know about anymore because the kids are down.
Yeah, they're all closing down everywhere. I'm stunned at this.
It was the funniest... like
it had to be
two
awkward.
People to walk into the room and one is just smiling, like grinning ear to ear.
Yeah, he's very happy.
And
he's
the other
like,
one's
hell yeah.
Like, I made a drastic mistake.
A big error.
And
no.
Now they don't date anymore. So there's that.
Well, I did have, so we'll get to this more later on too, but so a buddy of mine, he and his girl are expecting a baby. And so they had like a joint diaper party/shower yesterday. It had diaper party vibes because there's a lot of dudes and a lot of smoked meats and beer and stuff like that. So, you know, and I'll get to the rest of the story later on because Louis Rabeau features on this as well. But we're sitting there talking to my friend that's having the baby. He'd had a few. And he starts telling this like strip club story that involves me in front of my wife. And I was like, whoa. I was like, hold on. I was like, hold on, bro. I was like, whoa. It wasn't like anything salacious, Tanner. But still, my wife hearing that I used to go to strip clubs when I was a younger man, a younger single man, is
not the best look.
Not the best look. But she didn't bat an eye. She didn't like, she didn't chastise me. She didn't, you know, I can't believe you used to go to those places. I should check you for STDs. Like, none of that happened. I was stunned, Tanner. But she was very gracious, even though inside I was sweating, my heart was sweating, and probably outwardly I was sweating too, just I sweat profusely no matter what. But she was very calm, cool, and collected. But in the back of my mind, it's like, Lance, you dummy, stop telling the story. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Please stop.
I have a funny story about my first time going to a strip club.
Really?
It wasn't on purpose at all, because it was during college, and I was just making a few extra bucks, like on
you
the
and
side.
The boys, yeah.
And I was doing DoorDash, and I pick up an order. I think it's like Wingstop or something. I don't know. That's not what matters. And they gave me the address, but it only just says like yada yada yada.
It doesn't say like the name of the establishment.
Just like the address. So I pull up. It's the Pussycat Lounge at 1:30 p.m.
Someone ordered DoorDash at the man.
It was the bartender too.
If you're at the
good lady, Charity, I think it was her name.
Shout out Charity.
But if let me tell you this, the crowd that you'd think would be at a strip club at 1:30 p.m. Let's say like a Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah,
in the middle of the day.
Yeah,
it's the exact crowd you'd think.
Oh, exactly.
Just like, wow.
If you're going to the Pussycat Lounge,
you guys have a sad life, huh?
You're going to the Pussycat Lounge.
Sorry for the listeners that do that.
Apologies out there. If you're going to the Pussycat Lounge at 1:30 on a Tuesday, things aren't going the way you want them to go. I think that's fair to say. Probably a lot of divorcee.
My jaw dropped, though, when I parked. I was like, I'm going in here? Okay. And then I texted my parents right away. I go, hey, I just went into my first strip club.
Just so
ever.
You know.
And they're like, what? Because they saw the time of the text, and they're like, what are you doing? And I was like,
what's wrong with you?
It was for DoorDash, don't worry. And they're like,
you never did, like, the, there was an establishment around here that used to do car washes.
No.
It was a gentleman's club. You never pulled in for the old midday car wash? Okay, I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not saying I did.
Have you watched Tires yet?
No, I still haven't watched Tires.
There's an episode where they're trying to raise money, and they're like, we have a bikini car wash.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
They literally get just a bunch of strippers.
That's a smart business move. All right, we'll read some more text here. Take a break. Texter, strip clubs in Texas have a free lunch buffet. How about that?
Texter, not shocked.
2-for-1 wings, man. that'll lure you in. Texter, oh, yes, there's the bikini days, usually around the summer holidays. They'll probably have one next week. I won't be looking at all. Texter, this is a long text about Reed Shepherd and Rob Dillingham. I might get to that one later. Texter, Strebel, she knows I'm not stupid. Also, Strebel, I don't know how to change my own oil. I can change a tire, okay? How about that? I just changed a tire for my wife while she was stuck on the side of the road about a month ago. So take that. Texter, next pitcher of beer at Hooters on Bill. Strebel drop. Texter, Hooters on Dixie closed because of running JV talent while charging varsity prices. Dexter, La Quinta Inn is good for the Strebels because they're Dixie Highway. Diener isn't. Well, again, La Quinta's not bad, okay? Sorry, it's not the Hilton. Sorry, it's not the upscale. I'm telling you right now, La Quinta's not bad. I had very low expectations because when I booked the hotel, I was like, damn it, I'm staying at a La Quinta. I've stayed at worse hotels with better names. How about that? It wasn't bad at all. The bed was actually very comfortable. The room was cold. It was dark. It was perfect. No, I actually had some of the best sleep I've ever had in a hotel at a La Quinta Inn. So how about that? A couple more and then we'll take a break. Texter, I hear the Pussycat Lounge has a really good brunch special. So next time you're there, Tanner, check that out. Texter says, good thing I only go to the Pussycat Lounge on Mondays. There we go. All right, 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. Keep those coming in. You guys are fire already today, so appreciate that. All right, Tri-State Men's Health. That's right, Tri-State Men's Health. I'll be going there tomorrow to get my blood work done and get a restock on my testosterone and semi-glutide. But if you're in if you're in for something else like erectile dysfunction, they can help you out with that as well. I'll give you my testosterone spiel tomorrow after I go and visit my friends out there. They're always nice. They're always friendly. It's always quick and easy and painless. But yeah, if you're looking for an ED cure, look no further than Tri-State Men's Health, because erectile dysfunction can be a relationship killer. It can kill your confidence. It can kill your machismo. Shout out Razor Ramon. RIP can kill your machismo. But if you're feeling like that, there's no reason to, because Tri-State Men's Health have treatments that work when the pills or the herbals fail. These treatments, 90%. Plus success rates. That's right. And some treatments can have you lasting an hour or more. They have 6 locations: Cincinnati, Dayton, 2 locations in Columbus, Ohio, Louisville off of Breckenridge Lane. That's where I'll be tomorrow, in the brand new office in Northern Kentucky. They're branching out around this area, and we love to see it. They're branching out because their products work. They're friendly. They'll help out. So schedule your consultation today with a licensed medical provider. We'll do a testosterone and a PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose in the office. It's a $99 fee, but if the test dose doesn't work, the fee is waived. Go ahead, call them 800-900-9654 or visit them at tristatemenshealth.com.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Drew, I've told you this many times. My moral compass is set to win, okay? The W is set to win.
Welcome back to the Roundtable with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
All right, Reds versus Pirates tonight, 6:40 p.m. on ESPN 680, 105.7. Then Tennessee baseball versus Texas A&M, 7 p.m. over on 93.9 The Ville, the College World Series. So check that out. Tanner, what was that song? I hadn't heard that one before. What is that?
Nostalgia by Pusha T and Kendrick Lamar.
Really? I like that.
Yeah.
I like the beat. I don't know. I haven't heard the rhymes, but I like the beat of that song. So
that is the most Strebel thing I've ever heard. I like the beat.
I like the beat. So you keep that in rotation if you want. Hello, right. Max Godby. How are you today?
Good. How
are
you doing?
We're doing good. Now, are you ready for O-line school today?
I am so pumped.
Okay. You ready to go? Okay. Now, we have a surprise for you.
Tanner and I have been texting back and forth this week, and he just responded back. He goes, I'm not even going to show it to you yet. I need to see your face on Monday.
Yes, I've heard it. So it's really good.
I was gonna send it to you, and then I showed Strebel. I was like, "You think you'll like this?" He's like, "Yes." Don't send it to him. And I was like, "Yes, sir,"
because I want to get your reaction on air. It was a great job by Tanner. He put it together. It's awesome. So I'm very excited
about
that. A lot
of heart and effort into. I know nothing about it yet, but the amount that he texts me, asking me questions on it, I was like, This is going to be a banger.
Yes.
This is some James Black level stuff right here.
You're damn right
it
is.
That is a great compliment to you, Tanner.
I was going to say, I learned from him. Yeah. He taught me everything I know now.
You're his Padawan. That's correct. That's
Padawan.
Padawan. Sorry, Padawan. I apologize, Max. Padawan. He's giving me the side eye.
I hope he doesn't go Anakin.
Oh boy, yeah.
I slaughtered them.
He gave me the death stare. I was like, oh, sorry. Padawan. There we go. Okay, I'm better. 437-9680 UPS jobs text line. So did you have a good weekend, Max? Anything exciting happen for the Godbees over the weekend? I saw there's a little like berry picking.
Yeah, we found some wild berries on the backside of the property.
There you go. Let's go.
It was like, well, these are either going to be poisonous or not. We checked with a few people. It's like, yeah, no, they should be fine. And so I was like, all right, well, I'll just test it out.
Yeah.
Might as well, if someone's going to get sick, might as well be
so
me.
you ate the berries.
Yeah.
And you were fine.
Yeah.
There you go.
They were just blackberries.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
We found blackberries and raspberries. And then what I think is actually, someone said possibly, what's it called? Black raspberries.
Oh, wow. I've never had a black raspberry. I didn't know those existed.
I thought it was just a blackberry.
Yeah.
Well, that one looks like, because of the fuzz on it, is a black raspberry.
So you're lucky because you have these things on your property. People like me, I have to go to a farm and pay to pick their berries. And so we've done that before. The kids like it. I hate it because I'm large and I sweat a lot. And when you're walking around in one of these farms and you're picking berries, I'm just dripping buckets of sweat. And I'm like, I'm not eating any of these berries. Like, I know I'm not. And it's supposed to be a family function, like a family activity, like when you go to the pumpkin patch and you do all that, go on a hayride. And look, I enjoy it because I'm with my family. But if I were going to list of things to do that I want to do with my family, outdoor berry picking for a price is not one of them.
But I get it. Well, first,
just me though,
right? But I love working in the garden or doing landscaping. Like, I love doing it.
Yes,
the sweat doesn't bother me because,
well, you're a man.
Well. when I was heavy while I was playing, I sweat a lot. And I thought, I was like, okay, it's just because I'm fat right now.
Right.
And so that was one of the most disappointing things about losing weight.
Yes.
Was two things. One, thought I'd be ripped. Not look
right.
More of just a smaller version of me.
Right.
I had a four pack. I have a four pack going, but it was definitely not the six pack shredded that you see like all the influencers on the gram have.
The gram.
It was like, like I said, a very forgettable body type. It's just like
a four pack's doing pretty good though. I mean, that's still rather impressive.
I was very thankful for that.
Yes, but absolutely.
But it's not an impressive four pack.
If I walked in my house and I took my shirt off and I had a four pack, my wife would faint. She would faint. She would. She would be like, oh my gosh. And I don't know if she'll ever get that. I'm pushing past the point where I can maybe, obtain one. I'm 42 years old, but it's still in the cards, maybe, Max. Maybe one day I can wow her.
I mean, you could probably take some synthetic stuff that will absolutely
Do you know a
body
guy
through and through?
You played in the SEC. Do you know anybody that can help me with that?
Do you think I know anyone when you looked at the level that I played? If I did, he'd be fired.
Well, good point. Yes.
He's got that Great Value brand.
The Great Value.
HGH.
Oh, there was, look, I don't want to speak out of school, but some places I attended, it was easy to get. I never did it. I refused to do it. I had it offered to me when I left one of the places, there was a steroid ring bust that was going on at a local gym that involved some of the players. So that happened. But no, I never did it. I never took them. I know people that did. They would tell me their experiences with it. This is great, man. This is fantastic. And da 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 da. And they were nuts. And I was like, no, man. I'm not doing it. And I saw the back knee too. That was a turnoff as well.
Well, that. The baldness, and then how some things
shrink, the shrinkage. Yes, yes. All of those
the cons
things
were way too big for the pros.
Yes,
in my opinion, and for me, it's like I wouldn't even get a tattoo. Like anything that is foreign to the body,
yeah,
and putting into the body, like I have just such a disdain for.
Right,
like,
you just leave it alone.
Exactly. It's like if I don't have to, like it freaked me out. That I have two, what looks like, and I'm sorry to the medical community, but two twist ties in my knees.
Yes,
like to me, that still freaks me out.
You don't want that. You don't want that in your knee.
No.
You don't want some foreign object in your knee. Now I understand. Now, Tanner, do you have any tattoos?
No.
Okay. All right. So this is a very, like, for a studio with a bunch of dudes. Not a lot of tattoos running around here. I think what Rummage has the most, I would assume. Tanner, you think Steve Rummage? Because I don't know. Like, Blank doesn't have one. Drew doesn't have one. James, I think James Black says he has like one or two.
Does Anna have one?
Anna doesn't have any tattoos. No. Max and I don't have any tattoos.
Avery,
I'm not sure. I think so. Nick, I know yeah, Nick doesn't have any tattoos. Doesn't have one. But I think Rummage is like by far.
Family, so.
That's right. That's right. Whoa!
Oh, well, that's not a tattoo.
Nick just lifted his shirt up. He's just got a big, gigantic bruise right by his belly button. Did your girlfriend punch you? How'd you do that?
I've got to guess. I bet it's a softball.
Softball? Hockey? No. Was it hockey?
It's hockey.
It's hockey. Okay, it's a hockey. That's
awesome. I got a softball bruise, but it's on my, ass area. So I don't want to show you guys that.
Yeah, thank you for that, Tanner. I think Max and I are fine with that. We don't want to see it. We're good.
All this story I was trying to say is, even now, the amount that I sweat, has not changed.
Even though you're thin. And you're thin. I mean, you are thin.
But I just profusely sweat. And my wife gets so mad. Honestly, unreasonably mad over it.
Honey, I can't help this.
She's we've been together for 8 years, for 9 years, married for almost seven now, and it's now she's starting to realize it's wait, why do you sweat so much? literally, I played pickleball. When I played pickleball, my side of the court each time, it looks like it rained. Just the amount it just drops.
Right.
And they're like, are you dying? I'm like, no, I'm fine. It goes, why do you,
what's wrong with you?
How much water did you lose? Do you need an IV? Yeah. But even in football, I would sweat out anywhere between 9 to 12 pounds.
Oh my gosh. So you'd have a 9 to 12 pound weight drop after a game.
Not after a game, but during summer practice.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so you, man, I believe it. I'm like you, too. I sweat. I don't know why. I took the baby for a walk in the stroller around the neighborhood yesterday, and I was sweat. When I got back home, that my shirt was wet.
Godby, you kind of sound like Poops. What's his name? Poops Johnson?
Johnson. Yeah. That's right. He sounded like Poop Johnson. Instead of pooping his way down, though, he sweats his way.
I was
going to
say Robinson or something, but I was like, it's something with a son at the end. I didn't know.
That's right.
That's
Poop
why
Johnson.
I went, Poop. Wait, hold on.
All he had to say is sound like Poop. I was like, Poop Johnson? I know
exactly who you're talking about.
CJ Johnson.
I'll never forget Poop Johnson's nickname after that. But yeah, I got back home last night after taking, and it was an evening walk. It wasn't in the heat of the day. It was we probably walked around the neighborhood about 6:30, 7 o'clock. And so, I went way to the neighbors, and it's suburban hell. They're out there watering their yards, and I've got the baby, and I get back home and my shirt's just sopping wet, and it wasn't even I wasn't jogging, I wasn't power walking and anything like that. So I nearly took the shirt off and just jumped in the pool. I was like, I can't deal with this anymore. So I jumped in the pool.
My wife just texted me, and she said, you literally left a puddle of sweat under the deck chair you were sitting in yesterday.
We can't help it, Ash. I'm sorry. Max and I have this. We were cut from the same cloth when it comes to sweating. It's something. It's the one thing about, well, I changed a lot of things about me, but the one number one thing was the amount I sweat. I'll be asleep, and I'll wake up, and my pillow's a little wet.
That's not that for me, but it's the great thing is it's great for detoxing.
It is great for detoxing. Yes, 100%. And you get all that nastiness out of your pores and out of your body. So that is a good thing. So, there's pluses to it. It's not all bad. There's some pluses to it. All right, we'll read some text here before.
There's no telling what the texts are.
Texter, my dad used to drop us off at the end of the road about 2 miles from home in the morning, and we would pick blackberries on the way home. We would have buckets full when we got home for jam. So are you guys doing any jam or pie making with these berries?
We'll do jam with
some jam. There we go. A little berry jam.
So far, we had two bowls of it the other day, and just to sit out, and we thought it was going to last longer than the day.
Yeah.
But our son is just such a little gremlin when it comes to fruit.
Yeah.
Just weasels his hand in each time. He just takes a massive wad of blackberries.
Yeah.
And just eats them all. I was like, dude, slow down.
Chill out, man.
I don't know what it is about toddlers and fruit.
They love it. My 8-month-old, he loves fruit. We'll sit there and we'll chop up bananas or pineapples or whatever, and he'll just go to town. It'll all be gone. Now, so your son is the fruit gremlin, and then Pat Kelsey's the shoe gremlin. So there we go. We tied both. Which there's a listener on Twitter that was very angry at us for the Pat Kelsey height comments. But you
it's funny.
Exactly. Too bad. We called Mark Pope an ogre, for God's sakes. I mean, geez.
Wait, he called in?
No, it was on Twitter.
Oh,
I saw on Twitter. It's like, oh, this is pushed by, and they tagged me in it, not you. But this narrative. See, if the original tweet, I'm blocked from the Twitter account. Like, I can't see what the original tweet was, but the follow up was like, this narrative's being pushed 3-6 on ESPN.
The narrative?
Yeah.
Is this politics?
Tag me and Diener. Which I loved.
James Strebel is pro Pat Kelsey's less than 5'9".
Exactly. You hear what Strebel said.
Misinformation.
It's not. Well, it's the thing. It's like, it's not a narrative. He's short. It's okay. People are short. It's not a big deal. I'm tall. I'm looking like an ogre
Mark
too.
Mark Pope can't walk through his house without like bending like at a 90-degree angle. It's fine.
Yeah.
Like, it happens.
He was sitting coach in an airplane. He looked very uncomfortable.
Mark Pope has to dodge airplanes in the sky.
Yes.
And Pat Kelsey has to fight little rats that sometimes gets in his kitchen.
Exactly. So there we go.
Sword fight them. It's like we all have our cross to bear in life.
We do. We do have our cross to bear in life. My cross to bear is fat and sweaty. That's my cross to bear. Texture, you faked it to lose weight with the lap band. Fake it to get the six pack with liposuction. Okay, that's not a bad idea. Maybe a little liposuction. Get that six pack. Maybe I'll do that. I'll do that for our anniversary.
What's that new weight loss drug? The Ozempic or
Ozempic? That's right. Yeah. Ozempic. There we go. I'll just start shooting myself up with that.
Good.
Now I'll be ready to go.
Yeah,
that was great.
Lizzo. What was the Lizzo drug called? Was it?
I think it was just called Lizzo.
I think it was called Lizzo.
No medication, just be okay.
Did you see her reaction when she saw it? It was pretty great.
Oh, you can't afford Ozempic. You can take Lizzo.
Texter, oh no, Reed already learning about the pineapples. Not that kind of pine. Just regular pineapples.
You set yourself up for that.
Yeah, I know I did. It's just like dull pineapples. That's all it is. It's not the upside down variety. Come on, Texter. Strebel Jones. They're making the... Okay, I'm leaving that all alone. Texture, Louisville had me eating 8 meals a day. I would lose 5 pounds during practice in baseball. There we go. Got a little baseball, Louisville baseball nice. Player listener. Thank you.
Jank, you wanted me to tell you, berry/apple picking or pumpkin patches is the whitest-ish ever, Rig.
Yes, it is. It's very white. It's white people activities. Yes. It's 1,000% white people activities.
I'm legit getting a couple of apple trees and peach trees next year.
Good for you.
I'm going full scale like fruit picking.
You know what you should do is you should open up like Godby Farms.
No.
And have
I don't want people on my property.
Yeah, Painter picking a pumpkin with his lady friend. How about that?
Am I allowed on Godby Farms?
Tanner, you're allowed.
Yeah. Okay, there we go.
Not open to the public.
Not open to the public, though. Godby Farms, it's a very exclusive
not
farm.
Not open to the public, parentheses, only Tanner.
Hey, ask the, see if the, you have former UofL baseball player, what was your all's policy for, like, your weight loss if you had to take an IV or not?
Okay.
For us, it was 10 pounds.
10 pounds, you had to take a liquid IV to hydrate back.
Exactly.
All right, so text back, Louisville baseball player. Texter, I sweat because it's hot and I am fat. Not saying you are, but if the shoe fits.
Every indication is yes.
Texter, who can hear the round table and not think of Wag the Dog? Good point. Texter, Lizzo reveals she has a, oh, nope. Nope. I'm leaving that alone. It's a piercing texture. Gotta be a lot of gutter butter in them draws. Texture. I bet Bob has the most tattoos. Texture, blank has a tramp stamp. Texture, every time I think of steroids, I remember the movie The Program. Oh, hell yeah. You gotta think of The Program. You're absolutely right. Texture.
Place at the table.
I played high school football with one of the steroid guys from Campbellsville. I didn't say that. The texter did. Texter, more line talk, Gooby. We'll get to that at 4:30. Don't worry. Gooby's got a banger of O-line camp for us today. All right, let's take a break. 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. You guys are crushed it today on the text line. Absolutely love it. All right, Sonatrol of Louisville, that's the security place to go to if you're looking to secure your home or business. 350 five-star reviews on Google. That makes them the number one rated security company in Kentucky with over, again, 350 five-star reviews. They're family-operated, locally-owned for over 35 years. Their technology is second to none. It's not just a little camera by your doorbell. It's a complete security system, and you can tailor that system exactly how you want it. They'll come out and you tell them what you want them to do and they'll do it. They're great customer service. They have that no false alarm guarantee, because the more false alarms you get, the more money that you'll have to pay in fines, and nobody wants to do that. SonatrolKY.com or give them a call, 502-966-8999. They do cameras, badge access, and fire monitoring as well, and you can do it all for your phone. SonatrolKY.com.